the patience of the Prophet, peace be upon him, with his wives. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the ultimate human example on being patient with one's wives. In spite of His Highness at Allah's sight and at people's, it has never been heard of a man who had more patience with his wives. Researching Prophet Muhammad's patience, you will come across enough evidence. It was reported that Umar bin al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, said, "We the tribe of Quraysh used to overpower our wives. When we were encountered by al-Ansar, we found out that the women overpowered the men. So our wives started to learn from al-Ansar's women their ethics. So, once I vociferated to my wife and she disagreed with me, but I disapproved her disagreement. She said, 'Why do you disapprove?' By Allah, the wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, sometimes disagree with him and abandon him for a whole day." Umar was dismayed and told her that whoever did this did it to her loss. Then he went to Lady Hafsa and told her, "O Hafsa, do any of you stay angry with the Prophet, peace be upon him, a whole day?" She said, "Yes." He said, "You are in loss. Don't you fear Allah's anger because of the Prophets, so that you will be doomed?" Note how Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, was angry because of a simple disagreement from his wife, while the Prophet, peace be upon him, accepts the same from his wives with great patience, being the generous Prophet and great Imam. Moreover, in such situations he used to treat them kindly. Lady Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, "Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, told me, 'I can tell when you are pleased with me and when you are not.' I said, 'How can you tell?' He said, 'If you are pleased with me, you swear saying, "No, by Muhammad's Lord," and if you are not, you swear saying, "No, by Abraham's Lord." She said, "Yes, by Allah, Prophet of Allah. I can only abandon your name." Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, "The Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, was with one of his wives, then another wife sent him a plate of food. The one that the Prophet was at her home hit the hand of the servant who was carrying the plate. It fell down and broke into two pieces. The Prophet collected the broken pieces and the food and said, "Your mother, his wife, is jealous." He then kept the servant until he brought a new plate from the wife who broke the plate to give it to the other wife, and kept the broken one at the home of the one who broke it. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, overlooked all the doings of his wives, forgave them, and was ever patient, even though he was capable of leaving them. Allah would have compensated him with better worshipping, Muslim-believing women, virgins and non-virgins, as promised, in case he divorced them. And, remember, when the Prophet disclosed a matter in confidence to one of his wives, Hafsa, so when she told it to another, i.e. Aisha, and Allah made it known to him, he informed part thereof and left a part. Then when he told her, Hafsa, thereof, she said, "Who told you this?" He said, "The All-Knower, the All-Aware, Allah, has told me." If you two, wives of the Prophet, namely Aisha and Hafsa, turn in repentance to Allah, it will be better for you, your hearts are indeed so inclined, to oppose what the Prophet likes. But if you help one another against him, Muhammad, then verily, Allah is his Mala, Lord, or Master, or Protector, etc., and Jibrail, Gabriel, and the righteous among the believers, and furthermore, the angels are his helpers. It may be if he divorced you, all, that his Lord will give him instead of you, wives better than you, Muslims, who submit to Allah, believers, obedient to Allah. Turning to Allah in repentance, worshipping Allah sincerely, fasting or emigrants, for Allah's sake, previously married and virgins. Quran Surah, At-Tahrim, 3:45. But the Prophet, peace be upon him, was merciful, and the more he was mistreated, the more he was patient.